Now time for locker room chat with Frankfort girls head basketball coach Brian Ebert. After a bit of a time off, you guys haven't played since the 19th as you're gearing up for your sub-state quarter, or rather actually make that semifinal matchup against Washington County. And coach, you beat the Tigers back on the 16th, but in that game when you won 62-34, they were without one of their better players.
Yeah, you know, when we did go up there, they didn't have their best player, Jesse Hoover, by far their best scorer. So, you know, we don't know maybe exactly what they're going to give us, but, you know, we played her in the past year, so we know what she's capable of. But I think it's just more about us being ready and get out of the gate right at the beginning and get off to a good start. At this time of the year, you got to be ready for anything and everything, obviously, but you got to be able to control what you can control, and that's what we do. So hopefully, you know, our girls are ready to go, and can get locked in and focused and get ready to play.
And coach, how difficult will it be for you guys to get locked in with this long break here?
Well, you know, having over a week off is definitely probably not what you really want at this time of the year. You'd rather just kind of be playing. You know, to me, if you got to practice on a lot of stuff, then, you know, you should have been doing that, you know, a month or two ago. So we're just kind of maybe fine-tuning a few things here and there, and getting ready for anything and everything. Like I said earlier, you never know what teams may throw at you, some kind of junk defense or anything that, you know, they haven't done in the past. Maybe they played zone, now they're going to play man. So we're just trying to get ready for anything that people will throw at us, and hopefully our girls can react to that.
Definitely kind of hoping for some change in the structure of the way these postseason brackets are going, because, I mean, it's almost been half of a month that you guys have gotten off, but you guys are trying to gear up and get kind of focused and locked in for this semifinal matchup. And Osborne trying to do the other same on the other side of the bracket. They take on Clifton Clyde. And not to overlook Washington County, but I want to get your overall thoughts on how this bracket kind of shook out here in the semifinals.
Well, I mean, you always kind of strive to be the top in your bracket. Whether that's good or bad, getting that, you know, bye in the first round, we'll see. But on the other side, you know, Clifton Clyde, we've played them. They got some good players. They got some good scorers. Osborne have a couple good scorers. You know, I think playing within our league, you know, I would say Clifton Clyde has the upper hand just because I feel like our league is, you know, one of the top leagues in the state. People just don't know if they can wrap their mind around how we play, how physical we are, and how just aggressive this league can be. So, and, you know, I would think Clyde would have the upper hand, and, you know, we'll take on whoever. We just got to do what we need to do and take care of our side of things.
And that's about all you can do is you guys are trying to get back to state after last year getting there. And kind of talking about that, coach, do you feel like your team has something to prove here? Is that some kind of that's extra motivation here in the sub-state to get back there and say, hey, we can do better than we did last year at state?
Well, definitely. We talked about that after the season was over last year. You know, you may have left a little bit air on the table. So, you know, strive to go get, you know, better. And I think that's what they want to do. You know, that things like that don't always, you know, pan out to the way you want it, but, I think that's a goal for them, and, you know, we're striving for that. And, you know, hopefully, you know, our girls, like I said, we can get locked in, focused, and ready to go next couple days.
Should be a lot of fun to see if Frankfort can get back to state once again here this year in 2024. Coach, thank you for your time today and also for the entirety of the season as well. Appreciate you and best of luck this weekend.
Well, thank you guys and all that you do. We appreciate it.
Ryan Ebert, head coach for the Frankfort girls basketball team, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.